And welcome to the Devotional Cast, March 13th, 2018. We have Ruben Soto with us as our guest. Hey, Ruben, welcome to the Devotional Cast.
Hi, Santiago. Thank you for having me here. It's an honor.
So, Ruben, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Sure, definitely. Well, I'm originally was born in Cuba, but raised in the United States, predominantly in the state of Texas. I have lived in the Miami area for 3 years, and my career has spanned from working in the banking industry to being a supervisor in the cable industry for about 10 years. I also owned my own coffee shop. And then after that, I've been in team management for different call centers. And then currently I work for, United Healthcare, which is the largest health insurance company in the nation and I believe in the world as well. And I am a benefit advocate explaining benefits to our members. I'm on the Spanish line as well. So I do interpretations for medical, dental, and vision. And I enjoy that. And then right now I'm also getting my voice acting career started. It's something I studied a few years ago, and I want to do that. And I've also been an author, so I have written several ebooks as well. So that's basically what my experience is.
I met Ruben via Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries .org, and we had Bob on the Devotional Cast a couple of weeks ago, and I met Ruben through Bob. And Ruben also handles the social media for Christian Financial Ministries. How did you get involved with Christian Financial Ministries?
I do their social media, and that's a blessing in itself. I basically, about 2.5 years ago, when I was still living in Miami, I was, for some reason, I wanted to study the ways that God blesses us financially. The actual first book I read was the story of George Mueller, who started orphanages in England back in the 1800s, and he built it all through prayer. So supposedly in today's money, he would have raised over about $7.5 million all through prayer, and that impacted me. So slowly I started reading different books, and then eventually led me to look online to see what what was out there. Was there any classes that I could take that would teach me more about how God blesses us financially? And in that search is when I found Christian Financial Ministries. And then I read it and I loved what it was all about. So I enrolled. That was in the summer of 2016. And I was going through my own financial, hardships. And that's when I started with the actual seminar, then went through the workshop. So that was all a blessing. And then that's how Bob and I started communicating more. And when he asked me what it was that I was interested, did I want to teach? And then in my heart, I felt that I wanted to do the social media, because one of the jobs I had in 2015 in Miami, I was a director of social media for a local company. And I learned a lot about how to manage social media pages. And then the Lord just touched me, to do social media for Christian Financial Ministries. And I've been doing it now for over about a year and a half now. And it's been a real blessing.
Well, Ruben, you've been a blessing to the ministry. Ruben, we'll be sharing our devotion of the week. And we'll start with prayer. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what you've done. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you're going to speak to us, Lord, and speak to our hearts and change our lives in your precious name. Amen. Ruben, all yours.
Amen. All right. Well, one of the things that I wanted to touch today, as I mentioned before, when I started reading George Mueller's life, one of the things that I saw is the power of prayer. And so I've been a minister's son growing up in a Christian home. Prayer was always very important to us, but not until my later years did I see the impact that having a solid prayer life is so vital to to our daily, you know, lives, not just when we're going through a difficult time, but in the good times as well. We have to pray and be thankful for everything that we have, so that that way when trials come, you know, it's those prayers that are going to sustain us. And then I just want to read here, it's on James chapter 5, verses 13 to 15. And it says, the title of it is The Power of Prayer. And it says, are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. So prayer is something that gets us closer to God. It gives us that sense that there is someone there listening to us when we feel that no one cares. And I know I've gone through a lot of things in my life, and if it wasn't for my prayer life, that would, you know, I don't know what I would do. I see so many news stories of people, you know, even celebrities, when they reach hot, you know, rock bottom. Then that's when they turn to drugs and to other things. When if they would just, you know, go to God in prayer, because it really doesn't matter. None of us are perfect. We could be good Christians attending church, but we all have our own struggles. So we should never be judgmental. We should be an example to others. And that's the thing that I always like to be to people, is no matter what you're going through, God is there for you. He is listening to you, and he cares for you. Sometimes we may ask of something, and we may not get it right away, but it's because it's all in God's timing. He's the one that knows. He's planned our lives, and it's just he wants us to go to him for everything. Even if you're driving, I read one time a book where it says, praying with your eyes open, where the author was talking about how she prays even when she's driving. You know, for different people, whether it's her family, whether it's her co-workers or whoever it is, you know, she's praying with her eyes open. And I love that, because that's true. We should constantly be praying throughout the day. And then the other thing also is having a devotional life. I was very surprised when I attended several churches. And me having grown up in a Christian family, both my parents always instilled in me, because I would see them, they would read a devotional every day. And the devotional that they would read was The Upper Room. Right now, because of technology, I get that email to me every single day. So then I always look forward to see what that devotional is. When you're reading about somebody else's experience, it starts off with a Bible verse, a reading of the day, and then the story, and then it ends with a prayer. But it's a great way to start your day, because it fills you up with something positive, something where you can look forward to, like, wow, this person is going through this, but God saw them through. So that helps me, you know, and so many other millions that are reading the devotionals on a daily basis. The other one that I get is a financial one, because as a Christian, obviously, you know, I want to also keep my finances. And I get the one from Crown Financials, where every day they're sending me, you know, something to do with finances. And there's always a story or a lesson you can learn from that. And it applies the biblical principles to your own finances. And then something that I recently learned, and then for you, Santiago, this would be good as well, is having a business meeting with God, where I read an author, she has a business meeting every single day with God. She sits down, she writes down, she thanks God for everything she's done for her businesses, and then she thanks him for all the future businesses that are coming and for all the new clients, as she's already had it. So she's already established about $3 million companies doing this every single day. And I think, you know, Christian business people should be doing the same thing, because it's a form of prayer, but that specific time is just between you and God and talking about your business. so that God can bless it. And then through that time, he may even give you some new wisdom to expand the business or to do it in a different manner to become for it to become more profitable. Because as it becomes more profitable, your standard changes, but you're also able to give more back to him and to ministries, because your business is is being blessed. It's being financially blessed. So that's what I wanted to share with people, the importance of prayer, whether in good times, whether in bad times, for your business, and obviously for your own self, for your own growth. It's very important that you have that on a daily basis.
Amen. Thank you, Ruben. Yeah, you're right. I think, you know, when someone asks me, or even myself, when I, you know, going through a situation, why not just pray first? You know, yeah, you can seek advice, but pray first and ask what God wants for you.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the blessing that comes with that, because you're the one that gets blessed the most because of this. And then you see the results. So definitely prayer is very powerful.
There was a book called Power of Prayer. Prayer, you know, it feels like, you know, yeah, like you were saying, it's having a business meeting with God. It's a serious thing. It's a serious conversation. Probably my best prayer moments are usually in the car at night, you know, 9 o'clock, you know, driving back home. And I said, God, you know, thank you for today. You know, thank you for what you've done. You know, you've provided, you know, because every day's, you know, every day could be a miracle. Living, making, you know, make enough money, you know, to eat, you know, and even eating, like every time I eat lunch or dinner, I thank God for this, you know, and
of course,
because all that takes hard work, but also, you know, God blesses people as well.
Right. Yeah. Because remember, a lot of times, those of us that live in the United States, we take our life for granted. Because I even, send money to a ministry in India, and they get persecuted over there because they don't like them to preach anything other than what they believe in. So Christianity is something that they don't like. They run out of money. They don't have, like with us, you know, our phone goes bad. We want to go buy a new one. Let's go do this. They don't have those kind of things. Even to go to a grocery store and buy whatever, they don't do that. So, you know, here we're very blessed. And I think Dave Ramsey is the one that says if you make $35,000 or more a year, you make more than 98% of the rest of the world. So a lot of times, you know, we don't look at our lives that way. We're really blessed.
We have it way easy, way easy. Ruben, can you say a prayer to people out there that are in need and need direction?
Of course, most I would love to. Dear Father, thank you so much for this time that I've been here sharing with Santiago and with all the people that are listening to this podcast. I thank you for everything you've done in our lives, those of us that have jobs, that are able to finance ourselves. And then I thank you for all the families. I ask you for people that are going through struggles, whether it be spiritual, family problems, marital problems, financial problems, that you can show them that through prayer, they can go through this trial that they're going through, Lord. I also pray for our nation, that we are going through a lot of things right now, shootings, a lot of uncertainties. I pray for our president as well, Lord, and all the leaders, all the governors of the different states and all the mayors and everyone, Lord. We need people that are righteous in those positions as well. And I pray for the world, Lord. You know, we are out here in the United States, but we also have to think about all the people that are throughout the world spreading the gospel. We pray for all those people as well. And then just a special prayer for Santiago and his ministry and his business. Thank you for his life, Lord, what he's doing for you through all these different podcasts and through his business, Lord. This is wonderful. Just keep blessing him. And thank you for everything and for this wonderful day. In your name we ask you, amen.
Amen. Ruben, are you ready for some rapid fire random questions?
Sure, why not? Go ahead.
What does a global entrepreneur mean to you?
A global entrepreneur means someone that, in today's world, let's say you have an online presence. So obviously you can sell your services to people worldwide.
That's a good answer. What is your favorite late night food?
The favorite what kind of food?
Like at night, like when it's really late, what is your favorite food?
Probably like something sweet. I'm a sweet person. So any like a cake or a cookie.
If you move to a new city with $100, what would you do?
Oh, wow. With $100, I would probably, look for a job. because $100 is not going to keep me in a new city.
How do you have your pancakes?
I love pancakes. Actually, just good old-fashioned pancakes with either the traditional syrup, or I also like it with, I believe it's the walnut honey or butterscotch, anything like that. I've even tried it with the strawberry syrup. I don't like it too much with fruit and stuff. I just love just plain old good pancakes.
Me too. I mean, like the walnut touch to it, it really – brings out the pancakes.
Yes. Getting me hungry now.
Yeah, it's still breakfast time. Ruben, how can people reach you?
They can, send an email to me at Ruben, RubenSO99@yahoo.com. I'll be more than happy. You can also contact, me on Facebook, Ruben Soto. Just find me there. I'm also on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Instagram as well. I'm on almost all the social media sites. But I'd be more than happy to, if you have any sort of prayer request or anything, be happy to hear from you.
Ruben, I appreciate very much. Thank you for coming on the devotional cast.
Thank you so much, Santiago. It's been a real honor and a blessing as well. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you.